Around a year ago, my friend who I'll call Ruth and I had been out looking into houses that we liked the look of, as we had planned to live together, and we wanted to get a feel of what the areas felt like late at night. I'm from a small town while she had been living in the city attending uni around an hour's drive away for context. It was around 2 a.m., and as we were driving along the main road that led to the entrance to my town, we realized a yellow car full of men had been following us for quite a while. We didn't think much of it at first, but naturally it really creeped us out, so she sped up. But so did the yellow car. By this point, we were low-key beginning to panic, as we didn't want to take them straight to my front door. So once we reached the entrance to my town, we tried taking random turns just in case it was just paranoia, and also to see if they would just give up and leave us alone. Well, they didn't. By this point, we had been driving around for a good 30 minutes, and we were quickly losing fuel, and the plan was to fill up at the gas station as we entered, but as we were being followed, neither of us felt safe getting out of the car to do so. So we felt we had no choice but to head back towards my house and called my dad in hysterics to come walk us up to the front door, as neither one of us felt it was a good idea for her to have to fill up her car and drive home alone. Ruth never drives up the hill leading up to my house, as it's very steep. But on that day, we had no choice, as if we entered the car park, we would have been trapped by that yellow car, who we still had no clue what their intentions were. But luckily, once they saw my dad, they drove off. Realistically, we should have just called the police. But in our minds, we were really afraid of what they might think, as we were just two young girls driving around in the early hours of the morning. Luckily, I haven't seen that car since, but it still makes me worry to this day what their intentions were. Was it just a little fun trying to scare some young girls, or were their intentions much more sinister? That is a question I'll never have the answer to. This incident happened with my younger sister Sydney just a few months ago. One of her friends, Leia, was celebrating her 21st birthday and invited my sister and two other friends, Nancy and Jen, to the celebration, which was actually a girls' night out. They had planned to just go for a short drive, have dinner, and then end the day with a movie. They were all very eager to watch this particular movie. Leia had already declared that all the expenditure was on her, as it was her who was throwing the party. She told them she'll book the movie tickets online beforehand for the 8 p.m. slot, and then by 10 p.m. or so they would be heading back home. Everything went as per the plan, and the four girls had an early dinner, and at around 7:45 headed for the movie theater to watch the movie. That's when they realized something wasn't going as per the plan. Leia hadn't booked the tickets. She claimed there were enough seats available, so she thought of booking them at the counter as they would be cheaper. But my sister thought that she might have just forgotten to book them. Anyways, the tickets were sold out, but not for just that particular slot, but even the next one, although the slot after that still had plenty. Debating if they should either book the later slot, which was at 10:30, or just watch it the next day, they decided to watch it anyway. After hanging out at the mall for a few more hours, they returned for the movie. The movie theater wasn't as vacant as they anticipated. There were a few couples and maybe some friends or colleagues, but one group that stood out consisted of three men aged mid to late 30s. They were giggling, whistling, and making nasty comments throughout the movie. Nancy suspected that they were stoned. Considering they were sitting a few seats ahead of them, they didn't really worry about it. That is, until an hour later, Sydney had noticed that the seats were now empty and the men had left, but soon realized they had shifted to the back, with a single row of seats separating them. Again, they thought nothing of it. Weird, but maybe they just wanted a better view. So, 15 minutes later, Nancy, who was at the corner, had noticed laughter emerging from the other end of the row, and there they were, sitting in the same row. "Out of all places, why would they sit in the same row as ours?" whispered Nancy. Leia was the most chilled out person in the group. She asked Nancy to just chill out and not ruin the movie experience, as in 15 minutes it'll all be over and they can leave. A few minutes had passed and the laughter and whispers from the men had only increased. They even managed to move a few seats closer to the girls. This time though, it wasn't just Nancy, even the others were now concerned. So before even the end credits rolled, they just jumped out of their seats and then marched towards the exit. As soon as they were out, they tried booking a cab. Nancy and Jen had shared an apartment, and Sydney a few minutes ahead in the same locality. So they had planned to share a cab, and then from Nancy's place, Sydney would walk back to hers. Leia stayed with her folks in the opposite direction. Sydney, after a bit of a struggle, had finally managed to book a ride. Leia was still unable to, as she couldn't find any riders willing to drive to her destination. They stood on the sidewalk waiting for the ride, and Nancy had spotted the group of men yet again. But fortunately, they were on the opposite side of the road, walking in the opposite direction. After 5 minutes, their ride arrived, but Leia still couldn't book a ride. She then declared that she would just call her big brother to come pick her up, but that he won't be happy to drive so late, but that she didn't have any other option. She asked the girls to leave, but the girls were reluctant, as it wasn't safe to wait there even for 15 minutes alone. "What if those guys come back?" asked Nancy. Leia was sure they were gone at this point. She was adamant that she wasn't going with the others, as it would be farther away from her house. About 2 minutes into the discussion, realizing they can't change Leia's mind, Nancy entered the car, followed by Sydney. Now, Jen had hesitated for a bit, but she then pulled Leia inside the car with her despite Leia's protests. After they were inside, Jen informed the others that she saw the men again, behind them this time, and that they were coming from the direction of the movie theater heading straight towards them. The girls had finally managed to reach Nancy's apartment safely. After a hectic day, they just wanted to sleep. Sydney, too, wanted to get back to her place and relax a bit, but Jen had convinced her to stay back and they could just play some games until they feel sleepy. Sydney reluctantly agreed to this, and she was so thankful she did, because about 10 minutes after they entered their apartment, Nancy heard a loud music sound from outside. She then hurried to the window and peeped through the curtains. What she saw gave her chills, and she then quickly shut the curtains. Sydney saw this and she asked her what it was. She told them that she saw a car just a little ahead of their apartment gate. It stopped near the streetlight, and then two men came out of it. She was absolutely positive that it was two of the same men they saw previously. Leia wasn't convinced though, so they all switched off the lights and then peeped through the curtains. Now at first, they just saw a deserted road, but not long after, they then saw three men walking on the road. Their car was nowhere to be found though. They thought maybe it was parked somewhere else that they couldn't see, but the men were all laughing and talking very loudly. They were also looking around, scanning the buildings. This was not a coincidence. They were literally stalking the girls. Maybe even towed their car there, but just couldn't find the exact apartment. As you can imagine, they were all terrified, especially Nancy and Jen, who were very afraid they would return and find their location. Leia had suggested calling the cops, but others weren't sure, as they didn't have any proof of the men stalking them. Only a few minutes had passed when they heard sirens, and then saw a police patrol vehicle at a distance. This made the men panic, and they then sprinted in the other direction, then sped away in their car. The police chased them, but they weren't really sure if they were ever caught. It was later discovered by Jen that some neighbor had called the cops about three drunk men creating disturbance. Unfortunately, they were never seen again in the locality. But that was the last time they ever went to see a late night movie. It just wasn't worth the risk after that awful experience. When I was in high school, I lived in a small town in Lynchburg, Ohio. It's one of those towns where everyone knows everyone. Back then, we didn't have all the cool stuff kids have nowadays, so we would always be outside doing something. Like I said, small town with not much to do. So one night I decided to sneak out with my boyfriend for a late night drive to a back road called Stoned Road, where we would all get together and hang out and smoke some weed and just talk. After a bit, we all went our separate ways. My boyfriend is driving, and I'm in the passenger seat. My two friends are in the back seat, and we're heading back to town. Now, these roads have woods on both sides and are very dark and curvy, and they're not traveled very often after hours. As we're heading back to town, we go around this sharp curve, and on the right side of the road out in the middle of nowhere, we then see fire and like 10 to 15 people in these crazy, scary big masks, and they're all dressed in black clothing and chanting. As we're going by, we're just staring at them, and they've now stopped their chanting and are staring at us. They were staring back at us, and their heads followed us from the time we saw them until we couldn't see them anymore. I then yelled at my boyfriend to step on the gas. Let's get the fuck out of here. It was really just so scary. We don't see any other cars or anything out there anywhere, and there's no houses either. So we were then just talking about how freaky that all was. Then debated on whether or not to turn back around and see if we were just seeing things, or maybe we could just see what they were doing. So I actually talked my boyfriend into turning back around and going back. I really wish I didn't. As we were driving back, we're now looking for them, but we don't see them anywhere, and the fire is gone too. We knew that we weren't tripping, but we just couldn't figure out how they disappeared. And the fire was big, and there was no smoke. We drove down a bit more ways, knowing that we've already passed it. We turned back around, and we're all just talking, saying how crazy that was, when all of a sudden, my boyfriend then slammed on his brakes. I then looked to see what's going on, thinking maybe there was a deer. There was one of those freaky people in the masks in the road with a large stick with red stuff all over it. He also had it on his mask, too. And he had his hands up telling us to stop. The man in the mask started walking up to my window. I had then screamed at my boyfriend to keep driving, when the guy had hit my window so hard, then screamed at me.
What did you see? Tell me what you saw!
Then started chasing us. The rest of them were nowhere to be seen. After a few minutes, we were then finally thinking we're out of there. Then all of a sudden, two cars come flying up behind us with bright lights beeping their horns at us. We floored it, then got into the middle of the town and didn't stop until we got all the way back to my house, making sure that no one followed us in the process. We have no clue what they were doing or what we had witnessed, but they were obviously doing something that they didn't want us to see. I was so terrified to sleep that night, but thankfully nothing else happened. We still went to Stone Road just to smoke, just not so much after dark, and we definitely didn't go if it was too late. I can't explain exactly what it was that we had seen that night. I just know that I'm glad we got away and never saw them again. People are crazy. So be safe, y'all, and watch out if you ever travel in dark back roads in the middle of the night. You might actually see something you don't ever want to see. I was on my way home after a very short trip to Illinois. I was extremely tired, as I had spent the last 2 months packing my house up pretty much all by myself, and I was spent. The latter part of those 2 months I spent moving and putting things back from a seriously failed attempt at a yard sale. It was not a good time in my life, to say the least. In March of 2020, I found my boyfriend deceased in our home after he didn't answer my texts or calls. One of the worst moments in my life, and then my son went to jail for 4 months. Wouldn't you know that in that 4 months, my power was turned off, and my landlord, who's a so-called Christian man, lied to me, and he told me he sold the house and I had to abruptly move. That was in 2022. That same house, still empty. So during packing the house, I was robbed. Well, let me correct myself. My son was, because what was taken was about $5,000 worth of tools. I felt like such a failure. My youngest son told me that I should move to Illinois with him and my two grandkids because he felt I needed to get away from Tennessee and that he could use the help. I was a little apprehensive because it's been 13 years since I lived out of state, but I was willing to give it a shot. After conversing with my parents and getting their very eager blessing, I began the process of loading my van with what I knew I was going to need to start over. So in the midst of that, I had pulled a groin muscle. And let me tell you, it was the worst pain of my life. Childbirth didn't even hurt as bad. Sounds crazy, but it's true. I still decided to make the 8-hour trip with my emotional support, Jack Russell Terrier, JC. My best friend besides her sister, a Manx cat that I unfortunately had to leave behind but got back later. This was difficult, or so I thought. Needless to say, things didn't go quite as planned, so I decided it would just be best for us to go back home to Tennessee. It was later in the evening when I left, because I just drive better late at night. Less traffic and much smaller chances of me wanting to choke someone out for driving like an idiot. So off we go, and for whatever reason, my GPS took me on a different route, and I didn't realize it for a while. Not until I was on back roads I'd never seen. I had finally spotted a store, and we stopped. Thanking God the whole time because Mother Nature decided to piss on me some more and turn cold. And guess what? My heat didn't work. We go inside, and behind me these two scraggly men walk in. The older of the two instantly squatted and began beckoning for my dog to come to him. I turned and looked at him as if he had 10 heads and then said, "Hey, don't do that. She's not going to come to you." He then chuckled and made some kind of comment like,
"She's okay. I'll just take her home with me."
Well, I don't know if he was joking or not, and really I didn't give a shit. So I said,
"Yeah, I don't think so, man."
Him and his friend then laughed, and the way they looked at me just gave me the chills. I stayed back a bit even after they had checked out, because I had just got this real bad feeling that overwhelmed me, and I knew to listen to it. They left, and then I went and pumped my gas. I finally figured out where I was and which direction that I needed to go. About 5 minutes later, it's now 2:30 in the morning, mind you, I came across a railroad crossing, and I'll be damned if a freaking train was there. Not going by, but slowly attaching to more carts.
Seriously?
Well, there was only one car in front of me, and none behind me, thank God. So, I'm minding my business singing on a karaoke app I have, and I see a car coming off a side street. I think nothing of this and just continue bebopping to the song in my ears, when suddenly I look back up, and I see bright lights speeding up on me. Then bam! A dude slams into me. It shook me hard, but I still managed to get my phone and began to exit the vehicle. When bam, he hit me again. This time he shoved my van into a diagonal position, and just like that, he was gone. I dialed 911, and of course they ask where I am. I said, "The hell if I know, lady. I'm not from here." Long story short, she helped me figure it out. And she says that a police officer is on the other side of the tracks, so he'll be there in just a minute. In a minute, as if she were about to hang up. I then said,
"Bitch, I'm out of state and I'm scared to death. You better not hang up on me. It's against the law."
Naturally, I was chastised for my foul language, but I didn't care. Turns out the car in front of me pulled off in what I assumed was to go home another way. Well, she ends up coming back and actually pulling him next to me. She said that she had tracked down the dude who had hit me and he was stationary. That he was right down the road and she got his tag number. I fussed at her briefly for this, just for her safety, but also thanked her profusely. The officer showed up, spoke with her, and she was free to go. He then spoke to me and took my license to run my name. As he's doing it, I swear I'm not making this up. The damn man pulls right up next to the cop. I motioned to the passenger in the police car to what was unfolding right at that moment. And then right at that moment, the man starts screaming at the officer, who in turn pulls out his flashlight and gun.
He then pulls the driver out, and can you believe it, he brings him right in front of my van. I was beginning to think that I was in some town like the Hills Have Eyes type shit. So suddenly, dude just carefree as can be, walks away, gets in his ride, and just leaves. Yeah, I had a few choice words for the officer. So as I'm talking to him, I let him know that for some reason when he hit me the second time that my eyes instantly went to the other direction because I felt like what he did was a diversion and like I was really being stalked or hunted. If you know anything about sex trafficking, this is pretty common. The scariest part of my story is that the officer didn't even argue with me. Matter of fact, he just shook his head in agreement. So I then said to the officer, "So you're gonna follow me out of town, right?" No, you'll be okay. I know the guy. He's harmless."
"What the fuck? Are you kidding me?"
So I had called my friend and told her about it, and she turned on her Life 360, which she had me on, and that led me home pretty quickly. I had a dream a couple of months ago about that night. Turns out it was my mind telling me that the guy who walked every inch of that store when those other two came in was the same man who hit me. Ladies, if at all possible, do not go to your vehicle alone. Carry pepper spray, a knife, mace, or all of the above. That's what I do. And always check your vehicle before getting in. If anything seems odd to you, it probably is, and you should get it checked out before entering. Stay strong and stay safe out there. Hey everyone, that's about it for today's stories. If you have your own story that you would like to send, you can send it in at southerncannibal.com or you can email it at southerncannibalstories@gmail.com. I look forward to telling your story. Have a good night or good day, everyone. And remember, to always...